Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. This week I pulled some bits of wisdom from the farewell speech that was given on August 15, 1988 by President Ronald Reagan. It has some distinct similarities to the economic, political, and social situations we are now facing. When people tell me that I became president on January 20, 1981, I feel I have to correct them. You don't become president of the United States. You are given temporary custody of an institution called the presidency, which belongs to our people. Just a moment ago, you honored me with a moving tribute. But tonight, before we do anything else, let us remember that tribute really belongs to the 245 million citizens who make up the greatest and the first three words of our Constitution, we the people. It is the American people who endured the great challenge of lifting us from the depths of national calamity, renewing our mighty economic strength, and leading the way to restoring our respect in the world. They are an extraordinary breed we call Americans. So if there's any salute deserved tonight, it's to the heroes everywhere in this land who make up the doers, the dreamers, and the life builders, without which our glorious experiment in democracy would have failed. Before we came to Washington, Americans had just suffered the two worst back-to-back years of inflation in 60 years. Those are the facts, and as John Adams said, facts are stubborn. Interest rates had jumped to over 21%, the highest in 120 years, more than doubling the average monthly mortgage payment for working families, our families. When they sat around the kitchen table, it was not to plan summer vacations, it was to plan economic survival. Facts are stubborn things. Industrial production was down and productivity was down for two consecutive years. The average weekly wage plunged 9%. The median family income fell 5.5%. Facts are stubborn things. Our friends on the other side had actually passed the single highest tax bill in the 200-year history of the United States. Auto loans, because of their policies, went up to 17%. So our great factories began shutting down. Fuel costs jumped through the atmosphere, more than doubling. Then people waited in gas lines as well as unemployment lines. Facts are stubborn things. The fact is, Ronald Reagan is as right today as he was in 1988. This is Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.